Good morning, this is Akashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninim Hangsing. National Panchayati Raj Day is being celebrated today. This day commemorates the enactment of the landmark 73rd Constitutional Amendment Act that gave constitutional status and legal recognition to Panchayati Raj institutions across the country. To mark the occasion, the Ministry of Panchayati Raj is organizing a national event in New Delhi today. The ministry said that in a significant highlight of the national event, a message of Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be read out at the function. The ministry said that a report on Panchayat Advancement Index and three books on Meri Panchayat, Meri Dharohar will be released. A field inspection of the Lokhi Pahar forest purchased land at Jaboka village under Tizit subdivision of Mon district was carried out yesterday following a cabinet directive. The inspection team was led by Principal Secretary of Environment, Forest and Climate Change Y. Kiketo Sema along with senior forest officials to assess the current status of the government acquired land including its boundaries, forest cover and any encroachment. The Jaboka purchased land spanning approximately 2,138 hectares was acquired in 1977 for conservation and ecological restoration. However, officials observed that a significant portion of the land has been encroached upon over the past three decades by nearby villages for plantations, including tea, betel nut and bamboo cultivation. Highlighting inadequate boundary demarcation as a key issue, Mr. Sema directed officials to conduct detailed assessments using drones and GPS mapping and emphasized the need for resurvey and installation of permanent boundary markers. He also called for a comprehensive management plan to safeguard all government-purchased lands in the state. The team also visited Singpan Wildlife Sanctuary. The BJP Mahila Morcha Nagaland yesterday organized a Jan Akrosh Pariyatra in Dimapur, staging a women's public outrage march to condemn what it termed as an anti-women stance by opposition parties, which it claimed led to the defeat of the Women's Reservation Bill in Parliament. Addressing the gathering, Mahila Morcha President Sachola Rotrong said, "Politics should be about serving the people and not opposing for the sake of opposition." She alleged that blocking the bill has caused significant setbacks to women's empowerment in the country. Mrs. Rotrong added that the proposed legislation would have benefited Nagaland by increasing parliamentary and assembly representation, thereby creating more opportunities for women. BJP Nagaland President Benjamin Yeptomi also criticized the opposition, stating that opposing the bill amounts to opposing women's progress. Mr. Yeptomi said the movement is not about politics alone, but about securing rightful representation and justice for women across the nation. URA Academy President Dr. Shohozelia Lejetsu has called on teachers to actively preserve and promote the Tenidie language for future generations. He was speaking at the inaugural session of an orientation program for Tenidie teachers organized by URA Academy in collaboration with the Directorate of School Education in Kohima yesterday. Dr. Lejetsu highlighted that URA Academy has played a significant role in developing the language, which is now taught up to the university level, opening avenues for higher studies and research. He credited teachers for their dedication in nurturing and expanding the language, describing Tenidie as central to the identity of the Tenimi community. Stressing their broader responsibility, Mr. Lejetsu said, teachers are not only educators but also custodians of culture and tradition, and urge them to guide and inspire younger generations with commitment and sincerity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. on Sunday. It will be the 133rd episode of the monthly radio program. We have a report.
The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the Akashvani website and the News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the Akashvani, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast.
West Bengal registered a record voter turnout of 92.72% in the first phase of assembly polls yesterday, while Tamil Nadu recorded unprecedented voting of 85.14%. In the first phase, 152 constituencies in West Bengal went to polls, while voting for the 234-member Tamil Nadu Assembly was held in one go. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.